Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amebeis. We're in the sugya of Kiddushe Bia, Erusin Oseh, or Nisuin Oseh. How much is accomplished by Kiddushe Bia? And with the Gemara brought up a brisa yesterday, a Sifri of the message sent from Yochanan ben Bagbag to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Itzivin. And we had the Kavachomer, the try to have the Kavachomer relating to Achilas Truma, and along the way the Gemara tried to prove whether Kedusha Bia is Nisuin Oseh. So after the first version of the Kavachomer, so now we have Ravina, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, for a different reason, this is not related. And even if you hold Erusin Oseh, there is not a Raya. There's not a Raya from this Brisa. Ravina Amar, let's see what the Brisa says. Mida Raifsa Mipsha Pshita Leita Achla. This whole discussion of whether an Arusa eats Truma, an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who is Mu'uresis to a Kohen, does she eat Truma? Ravina says, Mida Raifsa, it's obvious that she eats Truma. Rashi here adds in, even if Erusin Oseh, if Kiddusha be Erusin Oseh, it's clear that she would be able to eat truma. Umidurabanan hu deshalach lei. The issue being discussed between these two great rabbis about whether you have a kalvachomer is on a durabanan level. Is it appropriate to have the gzera? Is there a reason not to allow the Bas Yisrael, Mu'uresas Lekohen, to eat truma? That's the issue, not on a daraisa level. Daraisa level for sure, yes, even if Erusin Oseh. The only shaila is on a drabbanan level, as follows. Umi drabbanan hu deshalach lei, v'achi shalach lei. This is what was sent from Yochanan ben Bagbag to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Itzivin. Shamati alecha, sha'ata omer, arusa bas Yisrael ocheles b'truma. I heard that you say that a woman who is mureses can eat truma v'lo chayashta l'simpon. And you don't worry about simpon. Simpon is, you know, one of the two reasons the Gemara gives for an arusa Mu'uresas Lekohen not being able to eat truma. Simpon means mum. Simpon literally means something that breaks something else. Rashi quotes that a receipt of having paid a bill is called a simpon because that breaks the obligation. A simpon is anything that is mevatel. Rashi says, "Kol davar mevatel davar karui simpon shalo kigon shovar by shtayim ochsin." And here the simpon is something that's mevatel the kiddushin, or the Mekach of the Eved. So, Yochanan ben Bagbag sends Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You're not worried about Simpon? Meaning, what happens if the Arusa starts eating Truma, and then later on, the Arus finds out something that he didn't realize? And there's a Mum, and then he'll be Mevatel the Kiddushin, and it'll come out that a Yisrael ate Truma. You're not worried about that? What about Simpon? So, Shalach Lei, so he sent back to Yvata, Yato Merkain. Rabbi ben Beseira sends back. Well, why? You don't think that's true? Muchzakani b'chash atabaki b'chadri Torah l'drosh makav achomer yet yodeya, as we had yesterday. If you're such a baki, such an expert in all chadri Torah, in all the different chadar, interesting, what do we say? He's a baki b'chal chadri Torah, the rooms of the Torah, the chadarim of the Torah, because Torah has all different compartments, all different topics that are discussed. Every mesechta is a different room that we go into. As we know, Meseches Kiddushin is a different palace. You go in, there's a different ofi, there's a different language, there's a different personality of every different mesechta and every different topic. So that's baki, but called chadri Torah, every different room. So you're a baki, and you don't darshan the Kal V'Chomer that this halacha is based on. What's the Kal V'Chomer? So remember, yesterday we had it on a daraisa level. Here we're going to have it on a durabanan level. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Uma shivcha kananis she'ein biyasa ma'achilasa b'truma. A shivcha kananis, as we know, bia is not shayach to her. There's no, you can't be kona a shivcha kananis with bia. So bia doesn't do anything but kaspa ma'achilasa b'truma. And yet, kinyan kesef by a shivcha kananis makes her kinyan kaspo, and therefore she can eat truma v'lo chayshin on the simpon, and there's no issue, not worried about simpon after your kone the shivcha kananis with kesef. So zu shebiyasa machilasa betruma. So this, a regular woman who her bia is ma'achil betruma, even arusa. Even Arusa is Ma'achil, right? Even if Kiddushei Bianis Erisinose, Eno Dinsha Kasa Ma'achilasa Betruma. Surely, her Kasev should allow it a Truma Velonechus L'Simpon, and we shouldn't be worried about Simpon. We have to just add in one line here. Rashi says it a little bit, but then Tosfos expands on Rashi to help explain it. What's the issue here? So the Tosfos explains Rashi as, there's a parallel here. Simpon, remember, is a question of a mum. So, explains Tosfos for Rashi. Just like Nisuin, there's no more issue of Simpon, so too Kiddushe Bia. Let's read Rashi and then we'll read Tosfos. Zu Shebiyasa Ma'achilasa. Dibinises Modeloch Hashinel Simpon. We know that once Nisuin takes place, there's no more issue of Simpon. Why? De'ein Adam Shose Bekos, Ela Imkein Bothko. The Yad of Akiba Olav. A person wouldn't go through Nisuin unless he did all of his background checks and he wants to be fully married. And no matter what is there, he's married and he accepts everything. Savar Vekibel. So the same Svara that we have by Nisuin, that we shouldn't be Choshish for Simpon, should apply by Kiddushe Bia. Because if somebody is Mekadish Babia, he's not going to go through that extreme type of process unless he is sure, just like Nisuin. So that's the parallel here. Look at the middle of Tosfos. He quotes Rashi, and then he quotes Rashi. What does Nisais have to do with what we're talking about? We're not talking about marriage here. We're talking about Kiddushin and Kiddushe Bia. So Tosfos says that Rashi's quoting it as a parallel. V'yesh l'yashiv, right in the middle of Tosfos. T'hachi kamar. Kihechi, just like Dibinisuin, Pshita le da'achla, she for sure is true, but the Kuli Alma Mode, they not have chosen because Elam Kain Boko, Hachanami. Here too, Eno Ba'aleha, by Kiddushe Bia, Elam Kain Boko. They not the most Bilas of Bilas Nus. So that's why, said, that's the Svara of the Kavachomer. That if by Shifcha Kananis, which Bia doesn't work, Kesef works, so surely here, where Bia works, so surely Kesef should work as well, and we shouldn't be Choshesh Le Simpon. So the Gemara says, Avamaesa, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasira says, but what am I supposed to do? Shariah v'chachamim, there's another reason. Arusa bas Yisrael ein ocheles betruma adji tikonis l'chupa mishum de'ula. But remember, there's a different reason. There's another reason that an Arusa bas Yisrael does not eat truma because of Ula. Ula is the one who says Shema Tashke. Right? She might give her family member something to drink without realizing it. And that is the worry. So that is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira sent back to Ben Bagbag, Yochanan Ben Bagbag, that Maker Adin, the Kavachomer, should allow her. We're not worried about Simpon. So why would Ben Bagbag reject that Svara? He was so surprised. Ben Bagbag says, no, there's no Kavachomer. Simpon ba'avadim lesle. No, there's no issue of Simpon of finding a mum and being mevatel everything previously by an Eved. Why? What's the issue by an Eved? The Eved is working for me. Imum and Sheba Galui, if it's an obvious open mum that a person would have seen who Haka Chazilei. So he sees it. And if he sees it, and he takes the person as an Eved anyway, so then he's Bochel, and he's Makabel anyway. Imishum mumin Sheba Seser, if it's a private mum, my Nafkale Mine. Right? If my Eved has some private blemish, so what do I care? What's the difference? They're doing the same work for me. So Mum Sheba Galui, I saw it and I accepted. A Mum Sheba Seser, it shouldn't bother me. Limalacha Kabaile, Loich Maslay. I just want it to work for me, and I want him to work for me. So Loich Maslay, so I wouldn't care if he has some type of Mum. What other type of Mumin are there? Nimsa Ganev Okub Yustis. Higiyu. Right, if it comes out to be a Ganev, a thief, or a Kub Yustis. We'll see what that means. Higiyu, but that's Magiali. What's Magiali? That I should have accepted it, because many Avadim are doing this, and therefore, I should have known, and if not, I can't taina afterwards that I didn't know about it. We'll come back to Yusuf. Let's just finish the sentence. So my armor, what is the only issue that you're worried about? List him, Mizuyin. What, he's an armed robber? Onechtav l'malchus? Or he's already chayav misa to the king because of those, and that's why you want to be a mevatel mekach. Hanu kala islahu. Those everybody knows about. There's a kol, and therefore what? And therefore what? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. What's the therefore? Rashi says, and therefore you must have known about it, and therefore accepted, and you can claim mum afterwards. That's Rashi's words. Visavar v'kibel. Rabbeinu Tam has a different shot. of what does this mean? Dibur Maskal Hanhu. He quotes Rashi and he says, Akashal Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because the Gemara Baba Basra says, Amar Behedya, Listim Mizuina Muchtav Lamalchus. If there is an Eved that is one of these problems, Omerlo Haresha Chalfanecha. You could just give it back. Meaning, what do you mean? According to Rashi, you should have said, okay, you heard about it and you accepted it. Why does the Gemara there say you could just give it back? Harisha Chalfanecha. So, Umefarisha Beinu Tam. No, a different shot. Kala Isluhu, it's obvious, and Velo Shchichi. And it's not so chamin, Velo Chashu Lulu Simpon. Kiva de Lo Shchichi. If you didn't hear about it, right, and therefore, you know, it's so uncommon, it's Lo Shchiach, so therefore, you don't have to worry that this is going to happen. You don't have to worry about Simpon in this case, because it's such an uncommon case. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rabbeinu Eliyahu in Tosfos tries to defend Rashi from that Gemara Baba Basra. Maybe the difference is whether you paid money yet or not. If you paid the money, you wouldn't pay the money unless you really checked it out. That's Rashi. And if you didn't pay the money yet, maybe that's how the Gemara Baba Basra, what that is referring to. Stop there for a minute before the last line, and then we'll go back. Just on this discussion of Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Eliyahu, there's a Chashuk Yechemet. I think there were two or three of them today. The case is, Reuben buys a house, buys an apartment from Shimon. Great. Mazel Tov. He moves into his house. He discusses. He asks Shimon, you know, is there anything unusual about this house that I should know about? No. He, you know, the neighbors upstairs come down. He meets them. They seem like fine, upstanding, normal individuals. And great. Wonderful. Hamachir hit batza. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, on the first night they're in the apartment, they hear screaming from upstairs. Screaming and banging, and they don't know what's going on. And they think it's nightmares. Achuzei siyut. Machwas kolos yelolos no ra'im she'igiyu me'adira shemei aleihem. And they don't know what's happening. The next morning, they meet the neighbors. Okay, seemed like they didn't ask them. They felt uncomfortable to ask what happened last night. But all of a sudden, they meet Reuven. Shimon bought it from Reuven. So they meet Reuven, and they say, what's going on? So he says, oh, I didn't tell you. This is a family, they have some type of illness, that in the middle of the night every night, there's something happens, and they go crazy. And there's screaming, and they lose themselves, and then they go back to normal. At 3 o'clock in the morning, every night, b'diyuk mishalosh b'layla nishmu kolotu v'rakim hitnapsuyotu d'fikot, and it's barere foshel b'nei bayis ahu shebiyom osim roshem kinormaliyim legamre yeshna hafra'a mesuyemes shemitoveres b'dei layla v'goremes liyitzikas b'nei adira shemitachtam. So they go. Then the Reuven's like, well, you didn't ask. You know, what do you want from me? So number one, Shimon says, it's a mekach tos, I want my money back, I'm moving out. Number two, you have to pay for my moving expenses. Right? So those two issues. So that's the shaila. So he says, on lech ora, you should say, this is a mum shem mekach, this is not normal, so memela mekach ozer. But he says, maybe it's not so clear. Because some achronim say that if it's something that the buyer could have found out easily, so maybe it's not the seller's fault. You didn't have to tell you every single thing about this house. So he says, you should have, when you move into a neighborhood, you should speak to the neighbors, not just the one upstairs, speak to a couple of people and ask, is everything normal in this neighborhood? Anything I should worry about? Any issues that come up? And the fact that he did it, maybe you should say, Ihu afsid anafshe. And he should not be machzor the mekach. And he says this svar of Ha'ilo Livdok is in Tosfos a kiddushin on Daf Yud Aleph. And he quotes our Tosfos. Those are Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says if you gave the money, then we assume you really checked it out. You checked it out. So here you should have checked it out. So he is noted, surprisingly, he is noted to say that he should have checked it out. He could have done more research, and if he didn't, it's his fault. But for sure, he says the demeho vala, the moving expenses is not going to be returned. That's a grama. That's for sure. Not the seller's problem. The other thing is a different issue. So that's one. Let's just finish, and then we'll go back to the previous line. Says the Gemara now, michti bein lamar lo achla. Well, in either case, whether you hold the svara. Right, this machlokas amoraim now of Tanam, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and Yochanan ben Bagbag is really a machlokes about what's the reason that an arusa bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. Is it because of Simpon? Is it because of Shematashka? So says the Gemara, Mechti, bein lamar, lo achla. Either way, she does not eat. Truma, my benayu. So what's the, is there an afkamina between these two reasons? Ika benayu, kibel, masar, vihalach. The difference is, kibel, masar, vihalach. What does that mean? According to Rashi, three different cases. Kibel, masar, vihalach. Kibel means, he, Rashi quotes, simanhu. It's a siman. Kibel means he knew about the Mumin. He was Makabel the Mumin beforehand. So there's no more issue of Simpon, because he was Makabel, and he says, whatever it is, I'm getting married. Or, Mishum, but the issue of Shematashke, of giving it to what her family members, still applies. Number one, Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei HaBaal. The father already gave her over to the Shlichim of the Baal. So she's no longer in her father's house. No issue of Shematashke, but there's an issue of Simpon. Or, Holchu Shluchei Ha'av Im Shluchei HaBaal. Same type of nafkamina, right? The shluchim of the father went with the shluchim of Baal, v'od de baderach. So again, there is an issue of simpon. There's no issue of shematashka because her brothers and sisters, her relatives, are no longer there. If you look in the Rashba quotes an opinion that really kibbal masav halach is one case. It's not three different cases. It's one case. V'yesh b'farshim de kula chadahi. Kibel ha'av kiddushin, umiyad masralo, the father accepted kiddushin, and immediately gave her over, v'halach lo abalima, de mishum de ula leka, v'achla, av mishum simponika, de bo'urcha lo batak la v'lo achla. So it could be one case, and not three cases. Good, let's go back though now to kuvyustis. So what does that word mean? Of, if it's a mumin, right, either way, if he's a ganav or kuvyustis, he giyu. Rashi says, Kuv Yosef is gonev nefashos, a kidnapper. So Rashi says, kidnapper, and Rashi says, higiyu, hariyu shalo, the stam eved ganafu. So that's Rashi. A little challenging. What, most ganavim are kidnappers? You can say ganavim. Ganavim, they steal money, they're interested. But Rashi says they are kidnappers, which, as we know, is a separate issa daraisa. Kidnapping. Is this a daraisa? Which is, sir? It's in the Aseret HaDibros, right? We don't always realize and remember it's in the Aseret HaDibros, but it's this lo tignov, right? Chazal quote that lo tirtzach lo tignov. What's lo tignov in the Aseret HaDibros? It's not stealing money, right? Because Chazal say based on the context, everything else surrounding that is misas bezdin lo tirtzach lo tinov. So lo tignov also, and that's what the Sefer HaChinuch quotes in Mitzvah Lamed Vav, Mitzvah number 36, Shelo lignov nefesh mi Yisrael. Shelo lignov nefesh mi Yisrael, Shenehemar lo tignov, Uba Pirish, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shebegonev nefashos hakasim medaber. Right, gonev nefashos, shorish ha-mitzvah niglehu. I don't even have to talk about the shorish of this mitzvah. The most famous people, you might say, that violated this Isser were Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef, when he was sold, the Isser is only if one kidnaps and uses. The Gemara talks about Hishtamshus and Mechira, uses, sells, all different details of how far one has to go in terms of the kidnapping, but that is the Isser Daraisa quoted in Parshas Yisro. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Why is this called Geneva and not Gazela? Right, kidnapping. So is that, who are you kidnapping from? The person himself. L'chora. So isn't that Gzela? The person knows about it. So why is that called Lo Signov? Begonev Nefashos. Not Gozel Nefashos. That might go to the root of one of our Baba Kama Sugyas of what the difference in the root of Geneva and Gzela is. What is the root? The Shiva Kubetza says in one place that his relatives, a person's relatives are his bailim. So then it could be Geneva. The relatives don't know. Right, a person might know what, is there a difference between if they kidnap you from the back or kidnap you from the front? Right, is that a difference in Geneva or Gzela? Or, according to the thought that we mention often in this context from Reb Chaim and others, that maybe Geneva is focused on the Maisa Geneva, while Gzela is focused on the Hefsid Mamon. They both have an action and they both cause a loss. But what is the focus of the Mechayiv of the act? We mentioned that all of the quasi Ganavim are Gazlanim. If somebody borrows without permission, Sho'ol Shalom Midas, so he's a Gazlan. If somebody is Sholeach Yad B'Pikadon, he uses something that he's supposed to watch, he is a Gazlan. Kofer B'Pikadon, he denies having an ox. Those are all Gazlanim. Why are they Gazlanim and not Ganavim? Because those don't even have a Maisa Geneva. It's not about a maisa. You gave me the item, and now I keep it. I deny it. So if that's the root difference between geneva and gezeila, so maybe that could help us out here. Because are you causing a hefsid mammon by stealing something? It's a maisa. There's no greater maisa geneva than stealing a person. Terrible. Right, so that's maybe why it would be called geneva. But this is again an issa d'oraisa, which we are discussing here. According to Rashi, this is what kuv yustif is. Right, geneva. Right, that's shvuya. Right, we discussed this at length back in the fourth parak of Gittin, cases of pidyon shvuyim. That's in terms of being poda them. Okay, that's Rashi. If you look in Rabbeinu Tosas here, Tosas calls Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbi Hananel Tosas does not agree with Rashi's pshat. Why? Because first, if you look, and he quotes Rashi in Kuf Yustis Vekasha. He says, if you look in the first parak in Bechoros, he thinks Kuf Yustis is somebody else, a different pshat. So he quotes Rabbi Hananel. Kuf Yustis is a gambler, Misache Bekuvia, somebody who gambles. So that is a little more mistaver, just in terms of what you expect about an eved. So an eved could be a ganav, or an eved could be a gambler. And then Tosfos says, but what about what it says in the Medrash? The Medrash in Parshas Vayishlach. All the Rishonim quote this Medrash here. When Yaakov Avinu is fighting with the Sarish Aleisav, and the Malach wants to leave, he says, Shalcheini ki ola shachar, let me leave, it's morning, I have to leave. And then Yaakov Avinu asks him, V'chi ganav ata, o kubyustis ata, sh'ata misyare min ha-shachar. What, you always have to be in hiding? So ganav, okay, he has to be in hiding. What do you mean kuvyustis? What does that mean? What if he's a gambler? He has to hide. Lepirish akuntras nicha. According to Rashi, it makes sense. He's a kidnapper. Well, lepirish min achanan el nami. What do you have to say? Yesh lomar de adam shemisachi bekuvya ragil lihios alav no shim harbe v'nitzman bifnehem. Yeah. Because if somebody has a gambling problem, he probably has a lot of money. He probably has a lot of creditors. He's probably also a ganav too. But at root, he's a gambler. And that causes him a lot of problems because he probably owes a lot of people a lot of money. So either way, they're usually hidden, so it could fit into that medrash that Yaakov Avinu says, who are you? You're a ganav, you're a kubyustis, you have to leave. Fine. The ritva here is mitzarif both Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. He says, he's exactly how we just explained it. He's a ganav, but he's a ganav because he is a gambler, and therefore sometimes he has to kidnap people in order to protect himself. So it's all connected, says the Ritva. He puts both of these pshatim together to try to create achdus in Klal Yisrael. Shegein derech ha-mesachim v'kuvya shegozlin mamon b'nei adam v'gonvei neshvasho seim k'dei lefroa ha-malvim lohem v'misyarem latzeiz v'yom. They want to be hidden. Obviously, we know, especially with Bezban Hazeh, there are many sciences and studies done, that it's also an addiction. It's also, gambling is also an addiction, Rahman al-Islam, and, it's a violation. It's always fascinating also, just the hashkafic nugget, you know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, before we get to one more Chashugi Chemin related to this, when it's mentioned about Masachim Bekuvya is Pasol Eidus for Machlokes, why? Rabbi Barachama, Rav Sheshes, but one of the reasons is Asmachta, and Asmachta Lokanya. Asmachta means I commit to something based on a future event that I might not want to happen, I'm committing myself to something in the future. But the transaction is not over. It's not like a lottery ticket where the Mefarshim explain, I buy a lottery ticket today, the transaction is over. Tomorrow, if I win the lottery, so my ticket is now worth more. It has appreciated. But the transaction is not dependent on anything in the future. The transaction occurred already. I buy anything today. I buy a stock. So it's over. And I hope it appreciates. But in the issue of Masachi Bekubya is the transaction, it didn't occur yet. Maybe it's al tnai. It's depending on something that happened in the future. I am doing this, and based on what happens then, I will commit to pay something. So the Gemara says asmachta is lokanya. So we ask lokanya. So it's a form of gezel midrabanan. That's pretty amazing. What do you mean? He's giving it to me. I'm playing a card game with him, and he is willingly giving me the money after he loses. So why is that? Why is that a problem? So if we think about it, Yadus has such a high standard in terms of people's money. Deep, 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 deep down, he'd rather win the game. Deep down, he doesn't want to give me the money. Oh yeah, he says it, B'leif Shalem, I expect to lose. Yeah, but halacha doesn't look at it that way. Halacha has such a standard for people's property that you can't. This is also called gzela. Minute, but that's the gavlus of Yadus, that we don't look at Geneva as, we don't define Geneva and Gezela as other religions define Geneva and Gezela. And the Rabbanan were mashlim, the definition of the Torah, and therefore, even if something else might not look like Geneva in other worlds, we consider it Geneva. Or, for example, Ribbis. Ribbis is regular behavior. Right, but we paskin ribbis amongst brothers, amongst Am Yisrael, or treat as family, that's different. Shemitah's ksafim, right? There's so many examples where the Torah has such a high demand and a high standard, and the Rabbanan added on to that, that we have to look at it as a source of inspiration, that the more we study, the more we realize and appreciate the infinite wisdom of the Torah and of Chazal, as they helped complete the definition of all of these halakha categories. One final point relating to this discussion of kabyustis and gonev nefashis, sheila kala relating to the Masachei Bekuvya. There was a shidduch, kala sharos levatel shidduch, biglal, and after the shidduch, they're about to get married, and all of a sudden she realizes that he is addicted, he's a gambler. And she wants to be mevatel shidduch. Heishav lachasan, the chaz says, yeah, nachana, yes, I am. Aval, no, I only do it, I mostly do it with non-Jews, and asmachta, and if I do it, it doesn't affect. But she's like, I'm not interested, I want to be mevatel. So, what is the halacha in this regard? If she wants to be mevatel shidduch, is that a basis for to be mevatel shidduch? So he quotes, Kiddushin Yud Aleph, and Rashi, and Tosfos, but according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and our Tosfos, only an Eved, you could expect to be a kabyustis, a Masachei Bekuvya. But that's not something that we expect from others. The Gam Vele Bekuvya Magoyim, even if it's mostly with non-Jews, which you might say technically is not violated in the Nisra of Gazel, Ragilios Alav Noshim Harbe, Vinitzman Bifnehem, as the Ritva says, it could lead to other problems. Lachain Yesh Makom Latina Sakala, Shechayeha Lo Yihiyu Chayim. Ki Yitzchu Adalas Besa Noshim Harbe, Ubali Yisarech Lios Nitzman Bifnehem, but that is a problem. Stam chasanim b'cheska sadikim heim. And therefore, you assume that this is a mekach tos, and she can be mevata l'shidduch. That's what he paskins in this case. And even he says, even if the Messiah will be with a goy, you mevata l'shidduch. He says, I'm not sure if he takes a shvua, bidas rabim, that he's never going to do it again. It's hard to make a shvua like that if somebody's addicted. You have to know how much he's going to follow through. Okay, but either way, that's a problem that we know of. That is enough to be mevatel l'shidduch. Okay, two dots. Here we go. Back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. So we finished the first line. What was the first line? Haichinikveis, bekesef, bishtar, ubebia. And she is, what does kesef mean? So the Mishnah said, beishamei omrim, bedinar ubeshava dinar. And Beisilah said, pruta and shava pruta. Ask the Gemara, my time out of beishamei, why does beishamei say a dinar? Meaning, even beishamei agrees that a pruta has the status of kesef. So why would he require more? So we have a couple of suggestions. Number one, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Shekein Isha Makpedas Al Atzma, Veim Is Kadeshes Bavachas Bidinar. A woman is makpid on herself to only be miskadeshes with a higher value, says Beis Shammai. Right? Meaning, and what's the Hava meaning here? According to Rashi, according to other Rishonim, that even if she would accept less, Batla Daita. That's the Havamina. That even if you accept less, it's no good. All marriages have to have a dinar. And the Gemara is bothered by that. Amale Abaya, you're telling me that there's an objective shear, and once that shear is decided, that anything less than that would not work? Elameata, Kagon Bante Derbianai. The daughters of Derbianai, Decapten Anapshayu. They hold themselves to a very high financial bracket. Velo Makachi Babakas Mitarkova the Dinri. Right, they don't accept kedushin. Generally, their behavior is they accept kedushin a lot of money, a tarkov of dinri. Right, Rashi says it's three kavin of dinarim. Hachanami, you want to tell me the pasha yada the kibla chad zuza me'acher? Hachanami, do love kedushin? You're going to tell me it doesn't work? You're going to tell me batla daito? Meaning, the Gemara is asking, even Beit Shammai would agree if she's pashta yada the kibla, it should work. Because she is mochelas, and as long as there's a status of money, has status of money. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Amalei, pasha yada v'kibla lo kamina.
Oh, even Beis Shammai agrees. Obviously, if she accepts less than a pruta, less than a dinar, it's going to work. If she accepts less than a dinar, that's fine. Kika amina dekatsha belelya. What if she is mikadeshes at night? We'll talk about this in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra in a minute. But the shaila is, what if she doesn't know about it? She doesn't know about what she's getting. It's nighttime. Kitsha belelya. I guess it's not nighttime enough that the Edom can't see what's going on, because the Edom have to see, but it's nighttime enough that she doesn't realize which coin is being put into her hands. So Kitsha belelya, nami the shavi shliach. Either way, a case where she does not know, and therefore we can't say kibla, right? Pashta v'kibla. So in this case, that's the case that Beis Shammai would say that you would require a dinar. Number one. So kitsha belelya. Is there any issue about having a marriage at night? Having kiddushin at night, so many marriages take place at night. So the only issue that I got married at night, right? Actually, before shkia, but the Rambam Eben Ezer quotes by Gittin Kuf Chav Gimel. We discussed this back in Maseches Gittin. You know how much is there a parallel between Gittin and Din? The Shulchan Aruch says Kuf Chav Gimel Hey Hakotiv Get B'Shabbes Obiyam Kippurim B'Shogim V'Nazul Arizim Gureshes. V'chulu, what about having a get rid on Shabbos? V'chulu. The ein lagarish balayla, the Rama says. L'chadchilo, we should not do gerishin at night. V'im girish balayla, yesh omrim, tahavi get pasol. Some say it's a get pasol, meaning midrabanan. V'lachain, la'achar jespalo, akol arvis, avabish adayin hayom gadol, ein lagarish. It says once they daven ma'arv even if they daven an early ma'arv, still, one shouldn't do gerushin. That is the lechadchila. The Beis Shmuel says, "Why? What's the lechadchila? Hayenu einosim aget balayla. Aval kosmin v'chosmin balayla. You can write it. You can finish the process, but you just shouldn't give it at night because of the issue of it's compared to din." So the Achronim say, "Okay. So what about kiddushin? Do we say iskish havaya liyitzia?" So says Rav Yashav right here, say other Achronim right here, well, that depends on our issue. Remember, add it to the list. What is iskish havaya liyitzia? Is it only kiddushay shtar compared to get? Or is it all the darkei kiddushin compared to get? Right? Dav Beis, we had this thing about giving a get, getting a kiddushin bimechubar. We had it on Dav Tes about lishma. Right? Do you only compare kiddushay shtar to get, or do you compare even kesef to get? So that's this issue here as well. Maybe kiddushay shtar wouldn't be able to be done at night, but kiddushay kesef would be done because you don't say iske shavay liyitzia for that. The Rashi here asks what the Gemara here asked. What if she accepted less? Shouldn't it work? Why didn't the Gemara ask that question 10 blot ago on Daf Gimel? Where the Gemara said, chalipin, we don't use chalipin for kiddushin. Why? Pachas mishra pruta lo mikna nafsha. So, what about if she does? Why can't we do chalipin? What if a woman is kibla? She's just like here the Gemara says. The Gemara can't fathom that the woman could put out her hand willingly and not be married. So too, less than a pruta, says the Rashba, because there's a difference. Less than a pruta is not called kesef in any place. So therefore, that's not like here, where it is. Says the Rashba, Umiya filo girsas asfar. He talks about the different girsas that we discussed then, lo mikner, lo mikner nafsha. He says, eino men aray, sheyiknu nafsha, bepachos mikan, kiba deino nechshav, bishum makom. It's not called kasef anywhere, and therefore the Gemara would not ask that there, but would only ask it here. Okay, that's pshat number one of Beis Shammai. Rav Yosef Amar, second pshat, tamayo de Beis Shammai. Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Avasi, Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Avasi, Kol Kesef Ha'amar Batora, Kesef Tzuri, V'chol Devrayim, Kesef Medina. Rav Asi says, anytime the Torah demands the word Kesef, it requires pure silver. What's called Tzuri, Tot from Tyre, right? Pure silver. And therefore, if the Torah says Kesef, it can't be a mixture of silver and other elements. In the right, was not pure silver. That's what's called kesef medina, which has a certain percentage of copper and the other percentage of silver. But whenever the Torah, Rashi says, whenever the Torah demands kesef, it requires pure silver coinage, not mixed with copper, right? Which is just currency. If it's pure silver, that's like the silver itself. That's inherent value. It's not just the symbol of value, like most of our money today. And therefore, that's what the Torah demands when the Torah says kesef. And therefore, here, it says, kikach ish, right? And therefore, Kesef would be the higher amount, says Beishame, not just Pruta, which is more what we would call currency. So what's the next one up from Pruta? As Rashi explains, that would be Dinar. Right, Rashi says, Hilka, Pruta, Lamasiz Lameimar, Lafishi Hishana Choshes. Ubitsuri matbea shana choshes leka. There is no copper coins in Suri. The kivan da afikte me pruta alma midi de chashivas boy ukmua adinar. Once you bump it up from pruta, says Rashi, explaining Beis Shammai, so you go to dinar. So that is the second day of Beis Shammai. And the Rambam quotes this in Uchas Ishas, Perak Aleph, Halacha Ches. He quotes this idea. We pass on Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. But he just quotes this idea of different types of money in Perek Yud Halacha Ches. I read it to you. Dinarim elu lo tiknu osam in hakesav atar alamin rabeh shahaya bosan ayamim shahaya shiva chalakim nechoshes vechelak echad kesef. 7/8 copper, 1/8 silver. Achi e besela chatzis os kesef. He goes through the math. But the Pasnei Beisham, Beis Hillel, that we could use the currency, we don't have to use the Kesef Suri. Says the Gemara, is this rule really true? Gufa, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Amar Betorah, Kesef Suri, V'chol Shel Devarim, Kesef Medina, V'klalahu. Is it really true that anytime the Torah says the word Kesef, it requires pure silver, and you cannot use any of the mixture currency? V'harei Taina. So we're going to go into three other areas of Halacha now. What about Taina? What's Taina? Toin V'nitan. When we know there is a claim, a financial claim of Reuven on Shimon, Shimon denies it, Shimon is Modeh B'Miksas, he's Chayev Shvua Daraisa, Modeh B'Miksas, but, and that is a mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chinuch count the halachas of Toin V'Nitan as a separate mitzvah saseh. For Bezdin to follow halacha of Toin V'Nitan. But either way, Dichsiv, the Torah tells us, Ki Yitin Isha Re'eo Kesef, O Kelom Lishmar, the Torah uses the word Kesef there. In the sugis of Toin V'Nitan, Vitnan, and we learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos Hadayanim, Hataina, what's the minimum amount of being discussed for Bezdin to relate to? Hataina Shtei Kesef, the claim is two Kesef, Ha'hodah Shavah Pruta, and the Hodah is at least a Shavah Pruta. But what do you mean? It says, Kesef Okelim says the. Let's just finish. I'm sorry. That's the question. So explains Rashi the fact that it says Kesef and Shavet Pruta is the answer. So you see, it's not when it says Kesef. The discussion has to be about Kesef. That's not Kesef Suri. That's not pure Kesef. Why? Rashi explains one word that we're missing because the Torah says Vitzan B'Shvuos Hadayanim. See on the fourth line in Rashi, Eina B'Pachlos B'Tainas Shtemaos Kesef. The tain has to be two kesef. If kesef means kesef suri, so why would it have to be two? One is very chash of itself. The fact that there is two makes us think, now fourth line in Rashi, fourth skinny line, mikomako midiktani shtei kesef shramina kra lavdavka kesef ka'amar. Ela amamona ba'alma kapid. The fact that it gives a number, it doesn't just say kesef. Kesef is a davar chashev by itself, if it means kesef suri. The fact that it says two, Chazal understand it as being the taina. It must be that it's just about the value. It's about the currency. It's not about the inerrant kesef kivan shelo pirish kama. And therefore, the Rashi quotes lo masru hakasav elo lachachamim. The rabbis determined and explains what the Torah means by kesef as two kesef. And therefore, you see, it doesn't mean kesef tsuri. That's the kasha. So it says kesef there, so that undermines Rav Asi's principle. Let's just finish the answer first. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam dumya dekelim. The only reason that kesef there is understood differently is because it says in the pasuk kesef o kelim lishmar. And kelim is plural, doesn't say kli. So the Gemara says, Hasam dumya dekelim, ma kelim shnaim, just like kelim have to be at least two, af kesef shnaim, so to kesef has to be at least two. But that's an exception to the rule. Uma kesef davar chashev, af kelim davar chashev. And just like kesef is always a davar chashev, so too kli is, so too kelim or davar chashev. There's a whole question here in the Rashi we're not going to go into right now about another girsup, about the davar chashev element, but we'll leave that for now. This, though, interestingly, is another place where a Rishon quotes the principle where the Gemara does not of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara has it in two places, but usually we have the principle of the rabbis explaining the Torah. Explaining what the Torah meant. But Masar Kazal HaChachamim is a unique context, a unique halakhic principle, where the rabbis define what the Torah meant. They don't only explain, this is what the Torah meant, try to figure it out what the Torah meant, but they create. The Torah says something, and the rabbis are the one to decide what does the Torah mean in this context. So where do we have that? The Gemara talks about it, about Isser Malacha and Chalamoi. You're not allowed to do Malacha. Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. So what's Malacha? By the five categories of Heterim, Davar Ha'avid, and Malachas Uman, right? All the, like, what these, is Isser Malacha and Chalamoi? To some Rishonim say it's Darabanan. But if you say it's Daraisa, how do you have all of these Heterim? The answer is Masra Kasal Chachamim. The rabbis define, they create the parameters of the Din D'Oraisa. That is what is so unique in this context. And you have that by a number of areas. The Beis Yosef quotes this in the context of the Isra of Chukos Ha'akum. Chukas Ha'akam, how the Gemara Baba Kama says that there were certain people that were Karav L'Malchus, so they were able to get certain types of haircuts, because they worked in the government. What do you mean? If it's an Issa D'Oraisa of Chukas Ha'akam, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The answer is Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. The Beis Yosef writes in Yoredeya, in Kuf Ayin Ches, the Rabbanan determined that the Torah meant that Chukas Ha'akam only applies outside of the context of Karav L'Malchus. But if it's Karav L'Malchus, so then it wouldn't be a problem of Chukos Ha'akam. And Rishon discusses, we have this in the first daf of the Ran in Maseches Yuma, regarding the Isurim of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Machlokes, Rabbi Tam, and the Rambam, whether, besides eating and drinking, which are also Daraisa, what about all the others? Are they also Daraisa or also Darabanan? Machlokes Rishonim. Rechitza, and Sicha, Nilas Asan, Dotash V'Shamita. So some Rishonim say, those are Darabanan. And if those are Drabanan, then we don't have to explain it too hard why a Kala and a Melech are able to wash on Yom Kippur in certain contexts. But if you hold that those are Isuri Daraisa, washing myself, so why could a Kala wash if it's an Isuri Daraisa? So the Ran says, Masra Kasul Chachamim. The Rabbanan said, this is what the Torah meant. So it's not just explaining to figure out what the Torah said, which is what the Rabbanan do most of the time. But it's creating the contours of the Din D'Oraisa itself. That's Masra HaKasal L'Chachamim. And that's what Rashi here says in the context of Toin V'Nitan. They create the parameters of what is called a Taina in Halacha for Bezdin to relate to. Okay, but now we continue. Next question on Rav Asi. Remember, Rav Asi says, whenever the Torah says Kesef, you require Kesef Tzuri. 1 minute, Tahari Meiser. What about redeeming Meiser Sheni? Dechsiv Vitzarta HaKesef Biyadecha. It says Kesef there. You have to redeem Meiser Sheni onto Kesef. Vitnan. And the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni discusses, the Gemara here just quotes the first line. Haporeit Selamimos Meiser Sheni. Dot, dot, dot. The Mishnah discusses, if somebody has copper has ma'os meiser sheni. I'm in Beit Shemesh, and I switch my meiser sheni fruit onto copper. But there's so much copper, it's so much of a schlep, I want to go to Yerushalayim and change it into silver. So I'm going to change it into silver. So there's a machlokas in that Mishnah between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Am I allowed to change all of my copper coins into silver, or I have to leave some over for some pocket change that I'm going to need for parking and for whatever when I get to Yerushalayim. Okay, there's a machlokas tanam there. But what do you see from that Mishnah? That the first step, I could have put it into copper. Now the whole shaila is changing it from copper into silver. So what do you mean? But it says, kesef by meiser, how could I put it into copper in the first place? Answer, kesef, ha kesef, riba. Okay, the hey includes, that even though kesef normally means kesef tsuri, ha kesef includes even copper. Good. Vahare hekdish dichsiv v'nasan hakesef v'kamlo. What do you mean? Hekdish also. It says kesef. This is not really a pasuk. This is putting two different sukkim together. V'nasan hakesef v'kamlo. V'yomar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, hekdish shaveh mona shechil o shaveh pruta mechulal. We know Shmuel holds that you do not have to redeem hekdish shaveh b'shaveh. Right? Just a little bit. Hekdish shaveh mona. It's worth 100. And you're mechalon onto a shaveh pruta. It's mechulal. But what do you see from there? Shaveh pruta. So again, hekdesh too. So Gemara answers, hasanami, kesef, kesef, yalef mi meiser. No, gzeira shaveh you learn from meiser. And that, by the way, is what we do bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, whenever we're poda meiser sheni or revai, we never do it shaveh b'shaveh. Because it's going to the garbage anyway. So, therefore, we go like Shmuel. Shmuel says it by Hektish, but we do it for Meister Sheni and others today. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Meister Sheni, a machlokes with the Gaonim. The Rambam says, Midas Chasidus, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Midas Chasidus, Shepodin Meister Sheni Bizman Azeh, Bishavyo, Kederach Shepodin Oso Bifnei Abayis. Wow. The Horu HaGaonim, Shemratza Lefdos Shavimane Bepruta Lachachachil Bizman Azeh, Poda. Lo Yezeh Chomer, Mena Hektish. Shmuel says it by Hektish, so then we can do it here too. Umash lechapruta liyam agadol. Right, that's the Gaonim, that the Minhag Olam, I think it's like the Gaonim, not like the Rambam. You don't do Shavah b'Shavah. That's the Midas Chasidus he quotes, and the Vilna Gaon talks about our Gemara there a little bit. What exactly is meant? What is the reason for Shmuel? Just like the fact that this halacha was brought up. I mean, we're interested in the Pruta, but why Hektish Shavimana? So Rashi quotes an important principle. Rashi quotes first wide line in Rashi: De'ain ona'a lehektish. There is no Isra of Onah. Onah is when we rip somebody off, more than a six, less than a six, exactly a six, all the different halachos, overcharging someone. Ain Onah lehektish. That does not apply when it comes to Hektish. Ain Onah lehektish. There's an interesting Tosfos in Temura, on Daf Chav Zayin. Tosfos quotes that principle of redeeming, Shmuel's principle of redeeming only on a even on a Shavah Pruta is only by the Baal Habayis, says Tosfos. Dahachamar beBaal Habayis hapode hektish shelo, the one who was makdishin in the first place. V'chihai gab amar Shmuel the mechula apachli bishavio. Avol gizbar hamocher hektish sarach shlosha o asara lemarkedislei. If somebody else is buying it from the hektish, you cannot. That's not you don't say it works mechula Shavah Pruta, right? It's got to be Shavah b'Shavah. It's only the owner himself. That was Makdash Yawai. The Gilin Hashaz there says, look in the Turei Evan in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel. So if you look in the Turei Evan in Megillah Chav Gimel, he says, because the person is the one that made a Kaddush in the first place. So he's the one that can make it in Kaddush. He's basically the Bailim on this Kedusha. And therefore, he could do it even less than what it is worth. But if I didn't create it, if somebody else made it Hektish, so then it would have to be redeemed Shavah b'Shavah. So that's an important Tosfos, Temura Chav Zayin, that the Gemara does not mention. The Gemara sounds like it is you can always redeem it. Hektish Shavah 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 Pruta. Again, Bizman Azeh, we might say the whole thing we don't hold of anyway, because it's not going to the Kohen, it's not going to Yushalayim, and therefore we wouldn't hold of it anyway. Just to read you the Turei Evan there in Megillah Chaf Gimel, V'obal Karcha Chayinu Tama Deish L'Chalik Bein Acher L'Bailim B'shem D'Bailim Kivan D'Hektish Chalal Piv Kila V'yicholon Leftoso Shelo B'Shavyo Aval Acherim She'ein Hektish Chal Al Yedehem Eino Padui Shelo B'Shavyo V'chulu. And he continues there. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, still asking on Rav Asi, Tharei Kiddushei Ke'isha Right. Ultimately, what's one of the two sources for Kedushe Kasef is from Stei Efron. Vitznan Beisila Omer Mishpruta Beshama Pruta. Tanemer Ravasi Damar Ke Beishamai. Is Ravasi only talking about within Beishamai? Because Beisila allows Pruta, which is copper. So Ela Itmar Hachi Itmar. Okay, refine Ravasi. Limit it. This is what he meant to say. Amar Vudamar Ravasi Kol Kasef Hakotsuv. Ha'amur b'Torah. Whenever the Torah demands a specific amount of kesef, kesef suri. V'shel deram kesef medina. So that solves the problem of a number of the above kashas that we had. Only if it's specific. So this then can no longer be the svar for Beishamai. Because Kiddushin does not have a specific amount. So we gave one before, we'll give another one by the Shem tomorrow. Another svar. But Ma'ikamash v'lo antanina. What's the chiddush then? That it has to be kesef suri. We learned it in a Mishnah in Maseches Becharos. Chame shlom shel ben, pidyon ben. Shloshim shel eved, the 30 of an eved, if my ox kills an eved, chas v'shalom. Chamishim shel onis v'shal mefateh, 50 of onis v'mefateh, of rape or mefateh pitoy. Me'a shel motzi shemra, all of these are knasos, kulam b'shekel ha-kodesh b'manasuri. So you see, those are all exactly what Rav Asi said. So what's the chiddush of Rav Asi? It's b'feir shemishnah. Answer, Vishel Divrayem, Bekesef Medina, Itzri Chole Delotanan. The second half of Ravasi's statement is needed. It's where it doesn't say kesef in the Torah specific amount. Kesef medina, that's not listed in the Mishnah. Ditanya, the Braisa says, hatokeh lechaveiro, if somebody damages their friend in their ear, either it means he hits their ear or he blows in their ear and he has to pay for the embarrassment. No sein lo sela. Velo tema my sela arba zuzi, ela my sela paga de zuza, even less. The avidi inshi de karla paga de zuza is tira. Okay, working out the exact currencies, but either way, lamaisa, that is a not said in the Torah. That's a payment said by the Rabbanan, and therefore you see it's a currency value. It is not a kesef tsuri, and that's the chiddush of Rav Asi. Okay, but either way, this was all through number two of Beis Shammai. But number one, svar for Beis Shammai. Why does he say you need a dinar and not a pruta? Because women are makbid not to have anything less than that, and we're talking about Kiddush Balayla or through a shliach. Try number two was Rav Asi, which we ultimately rejected. Right? It's not that all kesef is kesef suri, it's all kesef katsav is suri. So that did not last. So we're up to Rish Lakish, who's going to give a third day of four Beis Shammai, and then we're going to get into on Amud Aleph tomorrow. We're going to get into some math calculations before we get to Amud Beis, which is jam-packed with major Kiddushin topics. Okay? We'll stop here.